As we look ahead to Friday's baseball opener and taking a peek at the National Weather Service forecast, Friday says sunny with a high near 52 and light winds. That's perfect baseball weather for the beginning of April. But did Mother Nature's wrath this past weekend with snow and ice, plus all of the melting this week, have our baseball fields ready to go for Friday? Park Athletic Director Phil Kimmel joined KDWA Sports with more.
Definitely cautiously optimistic, but I think even towards, you know, this past weekend, you kind of looked ahead and we were feeling really good about things. And then, you know, just not 100% cooperation from the weather this week. I looked out in this morning, you know, nothing stuck to the ground, of course, but there's snow flurries coming down this morning. So those are the kind of things that make the ADs and the broadcasters and the coaches worried a little bit. But, again, things do look better for the rest of the week. We're very optimistic. Our teams have done enough inside where they're just itching to get outside. Friday hopefully won't be the first time we're actually on our grass field. You know, again, trying to stay off of that as long as you can to, you know, let things dry out, that kind of thing. But kids want to get outside. Coaches want to get outside. ADs want to get outside. You know, we're ready. They've been inside for long enough, so we are certainly hoping so. Just like the same down in Hastings, but just, you know, our baseball players are excited to play a game. They're obviously very excited to play Hastings. You said it, Nick, and I can't remember 100% last year, but I think we might have gotten our game in, you know, earlier in the year, last year, and then that did have section seating ramifications in the middle of May kind of a thing. So as much as you take that first game to kind of figure things out and kind of see where you're at with positions and players and everything, you start off with a section opponent, it definitely is an important game. So fingers crossed, if weather looks okay, we're looking to get it in, and I know kids are excited.
And for some of the fans who have never watched a varsity game at Park High School in Cottage Grove, you don't have to park in front of the school to get access to the field. If you take the access road back to the side of the arena and follow it north, you'll see a big parking lot with access to both the baseball and softball fields. For fans coming up, make it easy on yourself, according to Kimmel.
Yeah, don't park in the front of the building. Obviously, drive. And from that parking lot you're describing, which is just north of the ice arena, you know, you can see the Granny Smith Field sign. You can pretty much see the field, but you can see the sign for sure. That lot is the perfect lot. We are, of course, hoping to get going with softball as well, too. And softball's got a home game that day as well, too. A lot of those fans park in that same lot. But with both softball and baseball, we still got plenty of spots once our teachers at the teacher lot during the daytime. But, you know, after school, that clears out, fans come in, that's definitely where you want to park for the baseball game, and it's just a short little walk up the path and you're ready to go.
Raiders and Wolfpack Friday live on KDWA from Granny Smith Field in Cottage Grove with your pregame show at 4:15.